Hello and welcome to episode 845 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Wednesday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain deliverance from hell. My most beloved Lady, I thank thee for having delivered me from hell as many times as I have deserved it by my sins. Miserable creature that I was once condemned to that prison, and perhaps already, after the first sin, the sentence would have been put into execution, if thou, in thy compassion, hadst not helped me. Thou, without even being asked by me, and only in thy goodness, didst restrain divine justice, and then, conquering my obduracy, thou didst draw me to have confidence in thee. Oh, into how many other sins should I have afterwards fallen, in the dangers in which I have been, hadst not thou, my loving mother, preserved me by the graces which thou didst obtain for me. Ah, my queen, continue to guard me from hell, for what will thy mercy and the favors which thou hast shown me avail me if I am lost? If I did not always love thee, now at least, after God, I love thee above all things. Never allow me to turn my back on thee and on God, who by thy means has granted me so many graces. My most amiable Lady, never allow me to have the misfortune to hate thee and curse thee for all eternity in hell. Wilt thou endure to see a servant of thine who loves thee lost? O Mary, what sayest thou? I shall be lost if I abandon thee. But who can evermore have the heart to leave thee? How can I ever forget the love thou hast borne me? My Lady, since thou hast done so much to save me, complete the work, continue thy aid. Wilt thou help me? But what do I say? If at a time when I live forgetful of thee, thou didst favor me so much, how much more may I not hope for now that I love thee and recommend myself to thee? No, he can never be lost who recommends himself to thee. He alone is lost who has not recourse to thee. Ah, my mother, leave me not in my own hands, for I should then be lost. Grant that I may always have recourse to thee. Save me, my hope, save me from hell. But in the first place, save me from sin, which alone can condemn me to it. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, turn thine eyes of mercy toward the children of that race, once thy chosen people. Of old they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them a laver of redemption and of life. Amen. Today, friends, we check out the reading, meditation for Holy Wednesday, entitled Three Things That Are Symbolized by the Washing of the Feet, from Meditations for Lent by St. Thomas Aquinas, this edition published by Sheet and Ward in 1937, and it's available for free at the excellent traditional Catholic website, fisheaters.com. St. Thomas begins with a quote from Scripture. He putteth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of his disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. John 13:5. There are three things which this can be taken to symbolize. One, the pouring of the water into the basin is a symbol of the pouring out of his blood upon the earth. Since the blood of Jesus has a power of cleansing, it may in a sense be called water. The reason why water, as well as blood, came out of his side was to show that this blood could wash away sin. Again, we might take the water as a figure of Christ's passion. He putteth water into a basin. That is, by faith and devotion, he stamped into the minds of faithful followers the memory of his passion. Remember my poverty and transgression, the wormwood and the gall, Lamentations 3:19. Friends, Jesus washes us clean of our sins by his sacrifice, by what he did for us, his passion, his death, his resurrection. Are we cleansed from our sins by, I think it was the Catholic apologist Jim Burnham, saying we go out on a hill somewhere and ask God for forgiveness? No. Are we forgiven of our sins by making a one-time altar call and taking Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, as some Protestants do? No. We are cleansed from our sins by going to the sacrament of confession. God sets something up for you to do and wants you to do it. You do it. No questions asked. The sacrament of confession is one of the seven sacraments. We need to avail ourselves of it. Once again, mention that great quote by the notable and quotable Catholic convert Gilbert Keith Chesterton when asked why he converted to the faith, why he became Catholic. To have my sins forgiven is what he said. To have my sins forgiven. Jesus started a church, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, and he wants you in it. The reason why there's so much anxiety and depression in the world today is people aren't practicing the Catholic faith. Go back again to Carl Gustav Jung, who said he had a lot of clients, a lot of people ending up on his couch who were Protestants, who were Jews, who were talking about their problems, but he didn't have many Catholics. This is many years ago when he's writing, when Catholics were still availing themselves of the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of confession. Now, he wasn't a Catholic himself, but he said, you know, people, Catholics were telling their sins to the priest and receiving absolution. And he said, that took business away from me. And you can tell your problems to a psychiatrist, and maybe that does some good for some people. I think many psychiatrists are full of baloney, to be perfectly honest with you. There are some good ones, but you know, they have to be Catholic. If they're not a practicing Catholic, they're not worth talking to. But you talk to a psychiatrist, or you know, you see in past years people going on Dr. Phil or Oprah Winfrey or whatever and talking about their problems, making a spectacle of themselves. Well, you don't get your sins forgiven by Oprah Winfrey or Dr. Phil. You get your sins forgiven by our Lord Jesus Christ. And the only sure way you know you have your sins forgiven is by confessing your sins to a Catholic priest. Does a Catholic priest forgive your sins? Nope. Only God can forgive sins. It's our Lord Jesus Christ himself who acts through the Catholic priest to forgive you of your sins. When you hear those words, by the ministry of the church, I absolve you of all your sins, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, you know you're forgiven. You know you're forgiven of your sins, not by the priest, but by Almighty God. Number two, by the words, and began to wash, it is human imperfection that is symbolized. For the apostles, after their living with Christ, were certainly more perfect, and yet they needed to be washed. There were still stains upon them. We are here made to understand that no matter what is the degree of any man's perfection, he still needs to be made more perfect still. He is still contracting uncleanness of some kind, to some extent. So in the book of Proverbs, we read, who can say, my heart is clean, I am pure from sin? Proverbs 29. Nevertheless, the apostles and the just have this kind of uncleanness only in their feet. There are, however, others who are infected, not only in their feet, but wholly and entirely. Those who make their bed upon the soiling attractions of the world are made wholly unclean thereby. Those who wholly, that is to say, with their senses and with their wills, cleave to their desire of earthly things, these are wholly unclean. But they who do not thus lie down, they who stand, that is, they who in mind and in desire are tending towards heavenly things, contract this uncleanness in their feet. Whoever stands must necessarily touch the earth at least with his feet. And we too in this life, where we must, to maintain life, make use of earthly things, cannot but contract a certain uncleanness, at least as far as those desires and inclinations are concerned, which begin in our senses. Therefore, our Lord commanded his disciples to shake off the dust from their feet. The text says he began to wash, because this washing away on earth of the affection for earthly things is only a beginning. It is only in the life to come that it will be really complete. Thus, by putting water into the basin, the pouring out of his blood is signified, and by his beginning to wash the feet of his disciples, the washing away of our sins. I think what St. Thomas is driving at here is merely by living in the world, you can be a very holy person, but going through our day-to-day existence and whatever endeavor you're doing, we can become attached to things of this world because, you know, we don't live in a bubble by ourselves somewhere. Just the everyday interactions we have with people, you know, the things we see and can try, of course, and we must ask for God's grace to stay free from sin and even the near occasions of sin. But, and especially think of the world we're living in. St. Thomas Aquinas is writing many hundreds of years ago in a society that was deeply Catholic for the most part. Think of the world we're living in. I'm recording this in 2024. There are so many bizarre and hedonistic things out there that are being promoted as being good. Good is called evil in our society. Evil is called good. It's completely inverted. It's like, remember Bizarro? He was Superman's nemesis and everything on his planet was, you know, good was evil and evil was good. That's kind of like what our society has turned into. I recall Jesse Romero, the Catholic apologist who's been involved assisting priests in exorcisms and under obedience from the priests, a demon identified himself in Los Angeles as the demon of unreality. That's the world we're living in, right? Men pretending to be women, women pretending to be men. Abortion being called a right or a good thing. It's completely sick and disgusting. How do we get back to reality? We focus on the cross. We focus on our Lord's crucifixion. That's the most real thing there is. What he went through, what he suffered for us. And St. Thomas is saying merely by living in this world, you know, we kind of get the dust on our feet, so to speak. So that's why it's important to go to frequent confession and confess venial sins. It's a good practice to get into. You might say, well, I haven't sinned gravely. Go to confession. Confess those venial sins, because a lot of times we keep committing the same venial sins over and over again. That leads to mortal sin, and all sin is wicked in the eyes of God. 3. There is symbolized finally our Lord's taking upon him the punishment due to our sins. Not only did he wash away our sins, but he also took upon himself the punishment that they had earned. For our pains and our penances would not suffice were they not founded in the merit and the power of the Passion of Christ. And this is shown in his wiping the feet of the disciples with the linen towel. That is the towel which is his body. So not only did he wash away our sins, but he also took upon himself the punishment that they had earned. He is the sacrificial lamb par excellence. He is the Lamb of God. He bridges that gap, the unbridgeable gap between God and man, can only be spanned by the God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Jews need to convert, the Muslims need to convert, Hindus, Buddhists. Protestants are holding fast to a heresy. The Orthodox churches are in schism. Everybody needs to become Catholic. Jesus is God. Jesus started one religion, the Catholic Church, and he wants every man, woman, and child on earth to be Catholic. If anyone tells you otherwise, they literally do not know what they're talking about. All right, friends, let us conclude by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, the hard work of her family, we know that she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. RPM has been a big breakthrough, a massive breakthrough, just as massive for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf or Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please spread the word far and wide about RPM. Thank you so much for doing so. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Goodbye, and God love you.